Ching ching, bling bling. Let's cut the chatter. Today we talk the mindset, the paradigm shift. Welcome to the Tucci Talks Wealth, Health, and Everything Else podcast. I'm your host, David Tucci, an educator, a father of three. Join me as I take you on a funky journey through life, from a reckless young man to a humbled older man. Each week, I will offer different insights on my life experiences and the experiences of others and how that has shaped our present-day realities. So let's begin our funky journey into improving our health, wealth, and you guessed it, everything else. Welcome to the TNT Sports Investment Podcast, where we talk wealth, health, and everything in between. I'm your host, David Tucci, and today I want to discuss a topic about our mindset and the paradigm shift. What exactly is that? Well, to start, if you're going to get into this sports betting, people say it's gambling. A lot of people will make that argument, and we can argue that it's not, because we have a plan. So if you fail to prepare, then you know what that saying is, prepare to fail. So you must have a plan, and you have to treat this like a business. That's the professional approach. What that means is you're going to have a long-term vision. It has to be a long-term approach, because in the short term, you have a lot of variance, and anybody can win, anybody can lose in the short term, but truly, you want to make consistent gains. And just like the stock market, it's not going to go up in a parabolic form, and that's what gamblers want to do. They want to hit their rush. They want to win their games. They watch their games with a lot of angst and anxiety. When they win, it feels great, and when they lose, they don't want to bet anymore. And we've all been there. I mean, I've been doing this for 30 years, and only within the last, let's say 2012, 13, have I been consistently profitable. And I realized that really you have to learn by burn. You really have to get beaten down in this industry. And why do you think these online bookmakers or just your local books, they're always making money? There's a reason. It's because the people that bet are losing more than we're winning, or else they'd be all out of business. So it's important to have this long-term approach so you could smooth out the curve. And that's what we're looking for. So you don't want to be too up, you don't want to be too down, you don't want to be stressed. This should be an experience where you have enough control, so emotional control, that when you're winning, this is how it is for gamblers. When they're winning, they feel great. They treat everybody great. They treat their friends, their spouses, significant others, whatever. They treat them well. When they lose, they don't want to be around them. Maybe they become violent. Who knows? Who knows what the bottom of the barrel looks like sometimes when we go on these losing skids? So sometimes the worst thing that can happen is if you're in this right away early and you win, you think you're invincible. But the market will humble you and bring you back to reality. So that's what this is. This is a sports betting market. And you have to treat it like that, just like a stock market, real estate market. And people are successful in real estate. People are successful in stocks and bonds. Why? Because they have a plan, or they have a financial advisor. It's no different here. You have to really get the mindset of a long-term investor, or else you're just a gambler and you're going to experience the variance that a gambler experiences in the short term. You can be high on the wins, low on the losses, and that's not what we want. We want to try to smooth out that curve and enjoy the experience. So the only way you can do it is having a long-term approach where you are consistent And it doesn't matter what system you have, you want to make sure that you're organized. And what I like to do is I like to organize my systems based on the different sports. And then I want to see what my return is at the end of the year. You can always tweak a system and make some changes. Whatever your parameters are for selecting games, we could get into that in later episodes. But for now, we just want to talk about the shift in the mindset away from being a gambler to more like being an investor. And if you're an investor in something, you're in it for the long term. So I can't emphasize that enough. In order to be organized, tracking has to be part of your game. And I understand, I'm not talking about tracking what your bets and what you owe the bookie, or if the online tracking system does it for you. I'm talking about you taking accountability. I use Google spreadsheets, and it's great because it obviously calculates your chart for you, wins, losses, what the odds are. You want to the date. You want to make sure you're tracking and then sticking to the particular system of the amount that you're betting. But tracking will allow you to always reflect after a season is over and see where you're at for that particular season. Decide whether you want to continue the system. Sometimes, you know, in the short term, if 1 year you're not successful, I would recommend continuing and seeing where you go wrong. Maybe you could filter some parameters. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what parameters you use, what money management system you have. You have to pick winners. You can have the greatest money management system ever, and if you're not winning, if you're not picking winners, then you're not going to be successful. Some money management systems will allow you to pick winners at 40% success rate and be profitable. Other systems where, let's say, you have a particular system. I know I use one of these systems called the doubling system, where I pick games. I'm going to use European odds. That's how I do it. I know there's American, but I started with American. Now I just use European, so the decimal system. So 1.2 odds would be, I think, minus 500 if you're doing American. So I have a system where I pick games, let's say basketball, NBA. I call it the doubling system. And so let's say I start off, I'll just give a little quick explanation. So let's say I want to win $25. So that's my doubling goal. I start with, who cares? Houston at home, the Rockets at home to a bad team where they're heavy favorites. So I do a money line play, and I stick with, I try to stay close to 1.3, but I'll stay within 1.25 to 1.3, 1.27, around there, because you'll find that if you stick to 1.3, that area, you need 3 wins and it doubles, and that would be considered a win. But the way I track the system is, I don't care. I hate when these gurus, quote unquote gurus, experts, call everything a lock. There's no such thing as a lock. That's what people get in trouble with when they start listening to locks, because if it wins, you say to yourself, I knew it, I should have put more. Well, that's the worst thing you can do. Again, I'm just giving an example of the money management for this particular NBA system where I'm saying it. I call it the doubling system, and I would put a $25 bet. If it wins, let's say you win $6. So the next bet would be $32. If that wins, it would get around, let's assume you're around the same odds, 1.3-ish. If that wins, you're at around $40. So now I have to win that last third bet to double. So now my $25, I made 100% return. I won $25. If that happened, and let's say I win 3 in a row, then I doubled my money. I call it the sneak. For me, I like naming these systems. Giving it a name is good. That's called the sneaky bling system because I'm doubling and it's sneaky because you have to be patient. Now, here's the thing. Let's say I lose the bet. Let's say the Rockets get upset as a 9-point favorite. The line was 1.25 and they lose. Now I go to my B bet, so I double it. So now I go to $50 and I start again. So I pick a game. It's always one game a day. You find a game based on your criteria. If there are times where I haven't had a game played in 3 days before I make that final bet, you gotta, through all your research, whatever the parameters, whatever you like, you make the play. I'm just giving you an example of what the sneaky bling system looks like. And what I would do is, if my A bet lost, I go into a B bet, which is $50 starting point, and you win that. So now 50, you win 12. My next bet, the second bet in the B stage, would be $62. Let's say you win that, roughly you're at 80, and then you make your final bet at 80. If it wins, let's say whatever, it's at 105. So now you made 105 minus your base of 50, that's 55, minus your A loss that you lost $25 in. So what do we have? We win what, $30, whatever the case may be. Now that's now I go on to the next line. So I closed that line. And then over the course of a year, stealthily and sneakily, you've returned. Let's say I've allocated. Here's the next thing. The next item I want to talk about is, excuse me. The next item I want to talk about is allocation of your bankroll. So I'm going to use. This is the mindset that I'm talking about. It takes work. It takes discipline, and you have to adhere to the parameters you set in place. Because if you don't adhere to that, you're going to find yourself falling off a cliff quickly. And I know it's exciting when you're winning. Everybody's been there. We've all been there. We've all been gamblers. It's exciting. We get that rush. This is not what we want if we're going to be sports investors. We want to be long-term profitable. I can't emphasize that enough. So for the allocation of assets perspective, I'm going to use, for example, a $10,000 portfolio. This is the kind of like the money management side. So if I was going to allocate 100 units to my sneaky bling system, 100 units, I'd want that to be 10% of my overall portfolio. So if my overall portfolio, if my overall portfolio is $10,000 and I'm going to allocate 100 units to this sneaky bling MBA system, that would be $1,000 that I'm allocating. So if I bust out on this sneaky bling system and it's just miserable and I lose the 100 units, I lost $1,000 overall, and my overall bankroll is now down to $9,000. I'm still good. I'm still in the game. So you got to use, so these allocations are no different than if you're in the stock market and you have asset classes like financials. Maybe you're in the market and you have a $10,000 portfolio and you say, I'm going to put 20% of my portfolio to financials. I'm going to put 20% to tech. I'm going to put 20% to commodities, and the rest I'm going to keep in cash for any dips. It's the same approach when you decide for your unit allocation. And I wouldn't put more than 20% units of my overall. So the most I would do is 200 units per system. In my sneaky bling, I would do 100 units and I go from there. So $25 would be each bet if I have $1,000 in that system. So I'm allocating 100 units to the sneaky bling. My initial bet would be $25 and I want to try to double that. That's only 2.5% of my overall. When you double it, if you lose the A bet, you go to the B bet at 50. If you lose that, you go to the C bet at 100. If you lost that, you're looking at a $175 loss. And then you restart. So now I've lost, out of the $1,000, the 100 units I've allocated, which is $1,000, I've lost $175. I restart again. Pick a game, about 125 to 130 odd, and continue tracking. And hopefully by the end of the basketball season, you're up 50 units. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with, after 6 months, being up 50 units? It's not phenomenal, but you're up 50 units, which would be $500. So on just your particular system, you've returned 50%. On your overall system, you've returned 5%. What's wrong with that? 6 months, you've returned 5%. That's the mindset that you have to have, that you want to treat this as a business and you want to have a long-term approach. It is the only way, and I know it's hard because everybody thinks they're experts in sports and everybody follows. The stats are so readily available to us. Everybody has a system. Everybody has a lock. All I'm trying to explain is that we need a particular mindset and a paradigm shift. And I can't emphasize this enough, because you're going to save yourself from making idiotic plays based on I think is a lock and emotion. You got to take emotion out of this. We know that. Can't make solid decisions based on emotion. And the only way to do it is to have that calculated, disciplined approach and persevere. You're not always going to win. You might have, that's why, like I said, using that doubling system as an example, let's say for whatever reason, it's a bad year, favorites keep losing. I take home favorites. So generally, my goal is to win 3 games in a row at a money line. I don't even use the spread. That's the whole point of the sneaky doubling. And you have to really be willing to put in the effort and the discipline to make these small gains. Over the long run, you'll have some nice returns on your investment. And a lot of people don't look at it like that. They think to themselves, no, if I'm not putting, I don't know, $100, $500, $1,000 on a game, it's not worth my time. But, you know, is it worth your time going bust? Is it worth your time yelling at your significant other? Is it worth your time getting into a fight because you had a bad night? So you got to think about it like that. It's hard, but it's doable. And it just takes that shift in the mindset to really, and have the confidence to really believe that you could put in the work, you will go slow through this process. There is no get rich quick scheme. That actually is for suckers. You have to understand the grind is what counts, and you got to be willing to persevere. Once you understand that, the volatility of the day-to-day really doesn't matter, because you're going to see over time that you're making a return. Even, let's say you make $200 on this particular sneaky bling system in a basketball season. That's 6 months, whatever the basketball season is, making a 20% return for the system, a 2% return for an overall $10,000 portfolio, I'll take it. Because that's only one system. You're going to have multiple systems going, multiple sports going. That's why I mentioned about like the asset classes for stock market stuff. You're going to have a baseball system going. You're going to have a hockey system going. Whatever that system may be, you're going to allocate the units. So even if I have 5 systems or 4 systems going at once, and I make 20% each, that's an 80% return. I don't know where you're getting that in any other market, except maybe crypto. Crypto's a good market to be in, but that's another topic. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Next episode, we're going to be talking about how to implement these particular systems and what kind of tools we use for game selection. Until then, I'm David Tucci for TNT Sports Investment. See you on the other side.